Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And I wanted to hear from Professor Giacono, Director of the African Public Procurement Regulation Research and a professor at the Stellenbosch University. Has government followed the correct constitutional procedures in procuring South Africans vaccines? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and you?
Excellent. Thank you. So has South Africa, has the government followed the right procedures?
Well, at this stage, we don't know. And that's part of the problem, because we don't have enough information at the moment to judge these contracts that government has concluded. So we don't know exactly what rules they followed. In terms of the procurement process itself, yes, they have followed the prescribed deviation procedures. So they've not followed the standard procedures, but there are deviations allowed from those procedures, and they have followed all of those to enter into these contracts.
So as far as that's concerned, they have. What about the ability of the private sector, medical aids, provincial governments to procure vaccines themselves?
Yes, so that's one big question mark. The law allows for other entities. So let's just talk about the public sector, provinces, for example, to procure on their own. In our law, we don't have a rule that says that all organs of state must participate in centralized procurement, and we know that the vaccine program at the moment is being centrally procured by national departments. The law does not force provinces, for example, into that arrangement. They do have the power to do so on their own. So we know, for example, that the Western Cape government has published a framework in which they've indicated that they will be pursuing their own supplementary acquisition and procurement of vaccines, which they are legally able to do. But National Health has said in answering in a case that's been brought against them that they are not happy to entertain that kind of additional procurement. They think it should only be done nationally, and that should it be necessary, they will look at legal mechanisms to bar other entities from also procuring. Apparently, we are not there yet in a practical sense, because according to National Department of Health, the manufacturers, the suppliers of these vaccines are only engaging with national governments. So practically speaking, it seems that a provincial government will not even be able to get into the door with a pharmaceutical company. But should that change, our national department has said that they will then look to mechanisms to stop that from happening in South Africa.
Do we know if they've enlisted or how much help they've enlisted from the private medical aids through the country? Because there's almost this very, very eerie silence, and we know it's hinted at from time to time that yes, you know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. But as members of the medical aids and as members of the schemes, we've been kept pretty much in the dark.
Absolutely, yes. So there's a large information deficit at the moment, and you're absolutely correct in depicting it as kind of hinting. We get bits and pieces of information from speeches and things like that, but no clear communication, no setting out, you know, what is the plan going to be? What exactly is the role of the private sector going to be in the whole program? Not just paying for it, but also in rolling it out, right? So we really just don't have enough information at the moment as the public to know how this is all going to pan out.
Is there a way to demand information?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, as a constitutional matter, we are entitled to this information just at a very general level. Our constitution obliges all organs of state, and of course that includes the National Department of Health, to contract in a way that is transparent. So just that very single, you know, high-level principle means that as the public, we are entitled to know exactly what these arrangements are. And then there are a number of legal mechanisms that one can activate to force that kind of transparency. But one would hope that that wouldn't be necessary, that our National Department of Health will simply make that information available to us so that we all know what's going to happen.
But they haven't. I mean, to date, they haven't.
They haven't.
You know, we hear when there's a next batch arriving, kind of, we've now got 160,000 vaccines in the country, but we don't know when the next batch is arriving. We don't know, you know, what's happening with the vaccines that weren't used. It was hinted at that it was going to somewhere else in Africa, but then we heard that they weren't and they were going to expire. They're not making that information available.
You're absolutely right. Yes, no, we're not getting that information. And I mean, we're getting very worrying announcements, like the minister, for example, saying literally days before the first batch arrived, saying things like, we are hoping to conclude the contract within the next day or two, right? So one worries about that things are really done last minute. And we are not getting the information around that. So, for example, we just don't know what all of this is costing us, right? So we know the global figure that the Minister of Finance has told us, and that's only a budget as well, but we don't know how much are we actually paying for any of this. So there are suggestions, for example, been by other scholars that for AstraZeneca, for example, we've paid double in South Africa what European Union countries paid. Now, I think that's a pertinent question, and that's something that we should really seriously engage with. But we don't know, and that is a big concern.
And there seems to be very little chance that we are going to know, and especially because the private sector has so often relied on the medical aids. We've kind of had the privilege, maybe, of being able to ignore what the state is doing in terms of governance, medication, rollouts, because we've had the medical aids and they've seemed to be missing in action.
Yes, that's true. But I mean, at the same time, we must remember that in South Africa, the large majority of our population is really dependent on the state for their healthcare. So I think that may be true in terms of a certain group in the public, but I think by and large we are dependent on the state, and now that it is a state-run program, regardless of whether you are a member of a medical aid or not, I think we're all in the same boat. And I do think it's a pity that we don't have more information, because trust can only really be built on information. And we know that, you know, for the vaccination program to succeed, which at the moment is our only hope of moving out of this kind of lockdown situation that we've been in now for a year, we need the vaccination program to succeed. But to get there, we need more trust. We need more information to build that trust.
And of course, it doesn't help either that the president has stood up on a number of occasions and reassured us on issues around, for example, corruption and PPE, with all of the funds that were being made available, and it didn't take very long at all. He had barely finished his sentence when some of the funds were already disappearing. So a matter of trust, especially given our history in South Africa, I would say trust is a bit of a comorbidity when it comes to COVID. We didn't start off trusting the government in the first place. How exactly should we be doing that right now?
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct. Our experience has not been a good one, both in general terms in South Africa. We see that in the Zondo Commission every day, but then very specifically in the COVID context as well. I mean, the Auditor General has now released two reports auditing spending. And if you read those reports, you know, it is the matter of heartbreak to see how money has been wasted. So in that context, you're absolutely correct that we are, I think, rightly so skeptical about what's going to happen. And I think to counter that, it is really essential that government play open cards with us to a maximum possible extent. And that's where one starts to worry when the minister says they've signed a non-disclosure agreement with a big pharmaceutical. You know, I immediately wonder why. What is it that you don't want to tell us? And I just think that is the wrong direction to go.
Absolutely right. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Professor Giacquino, Director at the African Public Procurement Regulation Research Unit. Fascinating conversation. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us.
#YouDon'tHaveToBeJewish.